Next up, we got another wrap it up session. Let's get it. So listen, bro. Respect. It's yours truly. It's Blunts and Battle Rap. I've been gone for a minute. A long minute. A lot's been going on. It's been crazy, man. Surf's final sentence is going to be in September. He pleaded guilty. Yeah. 30 ball. Right. It's crazy, man. And then just battle rap. And then it's like battle rap ain't really been the same for real. But it's not mainly just Surf the Y. Battle rap has been the same for me because there's just been a lot of shit that's been going on. We got media bootlegging and charging for bootlegs. What the fuck, huh? We got media bootlegging. Pat's Day event. That's the nastiest work I could possibly think of. Bootleggers. And it's crazy because I actually had some type of respect for Black Compass. Cause especially the way they analyze battles in the tournament. But wow, they've been moving really rough. Like when they sided with the Snake Eyes and that stumble shit, I wasn't really feeling that, but it wasn't my place. But now this ain't right. This shit crazy. Then, what else happened since I've been gone? Kid Slade got his paperwork. But here's the issue with that, and I stand on it. I'm gonna be one of the very few people that's still gonna rock with Kid Slade after that situation. Why? Because for one, and the way people are attacking it, it's just, at this point, it's lame. It's lame to me personally. Like, Shotgun Shug specifically. And shout out to Shotgun Shug. Shout out, he got a movie coming out, you know, What's Your Life Like? Shotgun Shug, all props to you, bro. But my thing is, Shotgun Shug, he took this battle with Kid Slade specifically because he wanted to talk to him. He wanted to preach, talk to him. Like, you know, he wanted to be like, nigga, you don't do that shit. You know, blah, blah, blah. I get that. To some degree, I get that. But at the same time, it's like, and then he kept talking to Kid Slade's round and stuff. And all I'm thinking to myself is, bro, if you really felt, and he was just like, he tried to convince the crowd, like, he still did it, like, this and that. I'm like, bro, at this point, it almost feels like Shotgun Shug really didn't want to battle Kid Slade. And I'm just like, dude, why battle? If you, like, the best way to show that you don't respect what somebody did, don't battle them. Like, DNA backed out Fatty Boom. When that paperwork Fatty Boom hit the fan, and that's actually fact. There's a statement. He actually snitched on his homies. He did that. And he got the serve a lighter sentence. And we got to see him on RB get ready to face Big K and die. He had some good bars, but literally nobody cared towards the end. Big K still smoked him. Snitch boy. Lord have mercy. But Kid Slade didn't put he didn't give nobody none of his people's time. Nobody. And it's like, the man explains himself, and people like Shotgun still, I'm like, look, it's whatever. I still hope this. I want to see Kid Slade's next battle. I'm going to leave it at that and keep it at that. It is what it is. Everybody trying to make things. It's 2023. You can't make everything all black and white. Adi Boom, snitch. Snitch 9, snitch. Kid Slade did not. And I stand on it. He didn't snitch on nobody. Did he say too much about a situation? Could he just kept his mouth shut the entire time and just let them just keep saying what they wanted? Yeah, he could have did that too. But once again, it is what it is. But I still don't feel like that's a reason to kick him out, to get him canceled in the culture. He gave nobody time. He should have probably explained the fight situation. He shouldn't have said anything. He shouldn't have just said nothing. But nonetheless, you weren't there. Everybody's different. I wasn't there, so I can't tell the man what he could should have did. I just know I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna hold it over his head for years and years to come, my nigga. Like, what? No. So, shout out to Kid Slade, Big Seven. I look forward to your next battle. Look forward to your next play. What else is going on? Let's talk about this RBE event. Divide and conquer. Alright, let's check it. I don't remember all the battles on the card, but I know two in particular that stick out in my head. And these two battles could make or break situations. Let's talk about the first one. Charlie Clips versus Rosenberg Raw. Charlie Clips dropped a trailer for Rosenberg Raw, but he didn't. But it wasn't addressed to Rosenberg Raw. He was addressing all his fans, including, you know, Vodafly. Shout out to Vodafly. Rice Game. I do want to get a hoodie. You know, I just haven't. It is what it is. But respectfully, all the blessings his way in Showtime SP that nobody in those bodies. I'm constantly going to be watching. I don't watch religiously no more, but I still watch it in passing. So, you know what I'm saying? But I was, you know, but yeah. I watched. So, Charlie Clips battled Jazz the Rapper. That happened. And, I ain't gonna lie. It was kind of nasty. His performance. The bars weren't necessary. Well, then again, hold on now. It's the freestyle. It's the freestyling. Like, look, I've been watching Clips since high school. So, yeah, I enjoyed Clips freestyling because, for one, it's something I personally don't know how to do. I have to write. I'm a writer. I gotta write my shit down. Even my thoughts, I have to write that shit down. Otherwise, those thoughts would disappear. I have to write my shit down. I can't freestyle. If I freestyle, it ain't gonna rhyme. It's not gonna rhyme. I promise you it won't. So the way Clips can put stuff together, it's dope. It's dope. But it's like, he's been in this thing 20 plus years now, at least. He's been in this thing at least 10 plus. And it's like, Jazz the Rapper should not have been somebody he should have freestyled for at all. I feel like he really didn't do that battle its true justice. Like, you a legend. Jazz is a legend amongst the females. Like, Jazz don't... She's one of the females that you can say she don't really lose. She got her... You can count on one hand how many losses Jazz has really taken. You can count on one hand. She come to work. She's definitely one of the highest paid females in the culture. Most definitely. She's gotta be. Right, cause when she come outside, she come to work. She don't play. And I felt like Clips definitely should have took that battle. He should have took Jazz way more seriously than he did. Especially all the shots he was taking at her. But I get it. Clips is just funny like that. He just like, but it's like, come on, man. You gotta really aim to kill some shit, bro. Like, real talk. And it's like, but now here's the part that makes me laugh. This is the part that I want to discuss. So, he drops a trailer for, shout out to ARP, Lawrence, shout out to, they're dropping the RBE Divide and Conquer, and he drops a trailer for his opponent, and he says, I want to say, I'm finally retiring. I'm retiring. Freestyling. I'm not gonna freestyle no more. Now, I'm just gonna bar the next opponent's fucking life away. And it's just funny that the next opponent. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not discrediting Rosenberg Raw at all. I'm not the biggest fan of Rosenberg Raw, but I became a fan after his Shotgun Shook battle. I know what Rosenberg can do. And I appreciate what he does at his... I appreciate his style. And I appreciate what he brings to the table now. I do. I really feel... some of the lines that Rosenberg Raw be spitting, I be feeling that shit. Especially when he be talking about his growth. Talking about...
he got custody of all his kids. He don't get no gangster in that. I was like, ugh. That shit was hard. I don't give a fuck. That shit was hard. That shit hit me. I said, that ain't nothing more gangster than that. He got custody of all his kids. That's where I'm trying to get like that. I'm working on that. I'm trying to get like that. I'm trying to get gangster. Oh, God. That was one of the hardest lines Rosenberg Raw had ever said. That shit hit. If it hit any real parent, I can tell you that much. Any real parent that's struggling with this system and shit like that, to have custody of all your kids, that shit is a blessing. You can honestly, that could be one of the reasons that you die happy. I mean, of course, you want to raise them and become adults and everything, but you can die happy knowing that you had, even if you didn't become a millionaire, you didn't get the baddest bitch. If you could say that you had custody of all your kids and you raised them to be young men and women and be able to take care of themselves, you can die happy knowing that shit. There's not a more gangster way to die than knowing that you was a damn good father. That us. I stand on that. So like I said, with that being said, I say that to say this. Why it's funny that Clip's gonna choose not to freestyle with Rosenberg? And he just had two dope opponents before that? Like, why couldn't you bar Danny Meyer's life away? Why couldn't you bar Jazz the Rapper? Like, why Rosenberg gonna get the wrath? It's not gonna look fair. It's not gonna look fair. Like, what, like, it's not gonna look imp- like, I mean, Rosenberg, well, I'm not, and like I said, I'm not trying to slight Rosenberg. But I'm just saying, if you turn up against Rosenberg, if Rosenberg choke, you automatically win. But Rosenberg comes with what he's been bringing to the table lately. He could make this debatable if you freestyle with him. He can make that mad debatable. Honestly, he could take this battle if you freestyle with him. And like I said, now remember, we can't sneeze at an accomplishment that Rosenberg Raw has on his resume. Even Ill Will has come out and said this. Rosenberg Raw has arguably smoked Ill Will. Ill Will has went on to say Rosenberg smoked him. And yet he still came back for 40 bars in Hollow. Like it wasn't. That's still funny. And it's a funny how Ill Will got that Danny Myers mentality. Lose one, come back and take two. Well, him and Hollow's a classic. I can't say he beat. Well, no, I lie. Yeah, I actually gave him the battle. Hollow definitely had a lot of material. I feel bad that I slept on the fact that Ill Will's name, Ill Will, Nas' best friend. That shit, I just, like, 3 months ago, I watched the Nas documentary. And it just made me mad that that just kind of just slipped my mind. Like, oh, yeah, Ill. Now, Ill Will had a cool rebuttal to that, but overall, still, you know, it's still kind of like, even if niggas don't check you, it, you know, come on. You, like, it is kind of add an insult to injury that you listen to Nas and, you know, your rap name is his best friend's name. You know, that's something. You know, but then again, if anything, you could say that Ill Will's paying homage to Nas' best friend. There's always that. He could be paying homage to him. But nonetheless, the bar slipped my mind, and I felt bad. I even had to apologize to Hollow. Hollow must be back. He was like, it's all good, bro. And then now Hollow, he ain't on Instagram. He's literally explaining his bars, and bruh, I'm like, damn, why he do this? He really wants us to believe that he's undefeated with the material that he puts out. Like, yes, Hollow, we know you have God level writing. I already know what Hollow, like, I was a fan of Hollow for quite some time. I only took Hollow out my top five because then he stopped being active for a while. And then when he did become active, I didn't like his face-offs. Hollow be like, it's a different vibe. Like, seeing Hollow on the face-off, it makes you, like, I miss the good old days when you didn't see a face-off, when, you know, you kind of just waited till they talk shit and stuff on the stage. Like, when he faced, like, for example, him and Goods, they didn't talk shit to each other. They were interviewed individually, and then the battle happened. Same thing with him and Hitman Holla. They were interviewed individually. when we started doing these face-offs, where I'm just not feel, I don't like them. Like, I get it. We enjoy face-offs because the friction, it makes the you know, the narrative is a face-off that's full of friction and full of back and forth is going to give us a fantastic battle. But 9 out of 10, that shit don't really go. A lot of times, face-offs make the face-offs be the best part of the battle. Because when you actually get to the battle, it's lackluster. Because really, these niggas at this point, these niggas are just waiting for one of them to swing so there can be a fight. You can tell because the material, it's like they really just being aggressive with each other. The bars don't be all that. The crowd is asleep. It's just, yeah. Battles like that just, that's why I don't really like. The face-off from Mad Fafa Hollow, I didn't like it. And then what's crazy, Math won the battle, but it's only because of his angle. And the crazy part, Hollow's defended himself years later on that situation. Meanwhile, I'm still one of those people that didn't believe Math. I didn't believe Math, nor did I care. I gave Hollow the battle. It's just like I said, you know, Math, maybe it's a New York thing. Mook does the same thing. Like, they can really turn people against you over the most smallest situations. Smallest shit. Ill Will said it best. There's people in the comments saying Ill Will and Mook should battle just for that killer ass impression. I agree. But not like right after he takes on King Los. Dear God, no. I gotta see what he gonna do with Mr. Lyrical. Because regardless of how everybody felt, I actually like what King Los did with DNA. I like what he did with Daylight. Kind of like what he did with Head Ice. So, King Los, he's a little comfortable in this now, where I feel like he can, you know, I just don't know, what could he say to Ill Will, though? There's a lot that Ill Will could say to him, but what could he say to Ill Will? You know, that Hollow hasn't touched on already. We're going to see what's up, though, but after King Los, he should chill. And then, main event time. Murder Mook versus Ill Will. The only thing I hope Ill Will does not do a face-off with Mook. Please don't. Because it's only going to go one or two ways. It's either going to be really hilarious because Ill Will is going to clown Mook the whole time. He's not going to take Mook seriously because he knows Mook's M.O. Mook going to constantly get up here and say how, you know, Ill Will should be scared and I'm like, you realize I'm gonna kill you, and Ill Will's like, I hear you. That shit sound good. I hear you. But the whole time, Ill Will is going to clown, and it's going to irritate Murder Mook. Murder Mook's gonna get hype. He's gonna get tight. But he ain't gonna touch Ill Will though, because the moment he does, then there's not gonna be a battle. But I can already tell when that face off happens, it's gonna end up Mook being tense, and Ill Will gonna be laughing his ass off because he's like, this nigga in his feelings. And I made it happen. Because this nigga, he up here talking about all this goat shit and who he is. And you know, how he, you know, this and that. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. That's literally going to be Ill Will. Like, that nigga going to do all that. He going to do all that talking. But guess what? I'm not going to give a fuck. I'll see you tomorrow. And we going to see what happens for 3 rounds. Period. But let's see what Mook does with Book K this Saturday. A lot of people saying, I feel like Big K could take this. Like, Mook got to show us. Like, them schemes and stuff, like I said, like you can't keep living off your glory days forever. Like, what he did with Tay-Rock was cool. What he did was Geechee, no. But he was in New York, though, so it was what it was. You can't say anything about New York gonna rock with New York. What you want to do, the boroughs to turn on each other? No, it is what it is. That's what it is. New York gonna rock with New York. But if let's just say if Mook and Geechee would have happened anywhere else, man, outside of New York, that shit that Mook pulled, bruh. Not to mention his opening line for Geechee. He said, "I'm gotta kill you because you from the city." From the city who shot Biggie. Geechee got, he's from Compton. Biggie died in Los Angeles. L.A. You know, I'm going back to Kelly. I don't know. I forgot the song. But yeah, he died in Los Angeles. He was shot in Los Angeles. So that opening bar, why that hit so hard? New York. That's what it is. It's New York, man. That's all we could say. I have no hate for New York. I've never been. I've only been on a Greyhound, and I went to Buffalo. I need to go to one of Steamsley's cookouts. I'm trying to go to Brooklyn. That's the first thing I want to say when I'm in New York. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn? Because, bruh, I know so many. Like, for example, I want to see J Murder, too. Shout out to J Murder. J Murder, he's been doing his thing. Bruh, him and Chef Trez. Hey, yo, for any of y'all listening, to anybody that's listening, first of all, appreciate every last one of you. And secondly, if you want to see a decent, good battle, watch Chef Trez and J Murder. That shit was fire. I enjoyed that. I'm going to go watch it again because J Murder came. Bruh, he did three of them things in the third round against Chef Trez, and this shit was fire. We fire sticks, and no one was static with me. And then even Chef Trez, he said on his breath, like, oh, it's like that? That's how you feel? He said on his breath, like, that's how you feel? You when any black person say that's how you feel, they was fucking with it. They was fucking with that shit. That shit was live. J Murder is nice to, like, J Murder, you know, he's not the most popular, but who gives a fuck? He's still a big talent. He's a star in his own right. And I want to see my boy get more plates like Chef Trez. But let's get back to the original battles. Like I said, and also Showoff, I think Showoff got, no, that's something different. My early predictions for Charlie Clips and Rosenberg wrong. Well, I gotta go with Rosenberg. I do. Clips, like I said, Vodafly said it best. Like, you know, I believe it when I see it, cuz. I believe it when I see it. Cuz he said he gonna retire freestyling. But like I said, the last time I remember Charlie Clips writing for a battle, and rest in peace, Paste. That was a lot. Like, when you watch him versus Paste, you could tell he wrote for that battle. But Pat, because he knew, I think the reason why he wrote for that battle, because he knew his particular style is kind of Paste's style too. Like, they both comedy, they both break people down. And I felt like he didn't want to go the comedy route fully with Paste. He kind of wanted to really just bar his life away. But it's a King of the Dot crowd. And Paste, he was beloved. Very well beloved. Rest in peace, man. Stay forever. Black Compass Media, that shit was nasty. Y'all wrong. But anyway, off them. But yeah, I gotta go Rosenberg Raw 2-1. Made me proud, Raw. Beat the fuck out of Clips. I make Clips right. Don't, you know how Geechee says, make him rap? No, make him write. Make him write. Not make him rap, because he can rap. Make him write. Make him write. You gotta make him want to kill you. Like, when people go back and see Charlie Clips' material for Rosenberg Raw, they should be like, it was overkill. That's what they should say. But once again, Rosenberg Raw 2-1 over Clips. Now, And then we got Ill Will versus King Los. I did mention that. I got Ill Will 3-0. King Los, you know, yes, he's a writer. He's definitely gonna try to do a lot of Will flips. He's gonna do some very intricate Will flips, Ill flips. He might even flip Pontiac. But I don't really see him really talking to Ill Will. So, like, it's easy to talk to DNA. But to talk to Ill Will, no. I don't think I'm ready to see the Rosenberg Raw battle because a part of me is curious to know what material he used to beat Ill Will. But then a part of me is like, you know, maybe it wasn't meant for me to see. You know, there's just certain bodies you're not meant to unveil. You know what I'm saying? Certain bodies just need to be kept. You just keep the sheets on them. Just keep them covered. You don't need to see it.
You work in the morgue, you don't got, I mean, if you, unless you work in the morgue, you don't need to see everybody. You feel me? All right. So I personally did not want to see that particular body. But with that being said, despite that body, he still had a classical hollow. He still, I felt like he beat 40. I felt he beat 40. He didn't smoke her, but he beat her. That third round, the feminist, me being a feminist and also the alpha male was going back and forth like, bruh, he's saying some shit, but at the same time, he's saying some shit. Like, yo, it was a back and forth thing with that third round. You bitches don't listen. Like, damn. Wow. He was calling all the females. He was calling certain females in history. I'm like, damn. The narrative between Adam and Eve, he poked fun at that. I was like, damn. All right, then. But then, I'm just talking shit for you. You said you wouldn't fuck me. So, I had to get back at you. it's just rap. I'm just bullshitting, though. I felt that because when she said she wouldn't fuck it, that hurt me. And I wasn't even in the room. Like, damn, that's how you feel? You ain't gotta. Why can't you just be satisfied with just hit me with a bunch of fantasy battle rap gun bars? Like, why you gotta come at me with that shit? Like, I wouldn't fuck. Like, damn. That's the kind of shit made me not want to ever battle Farrah Funeral, because I know that's like, I feel like that'd be her opening bar, and I'm just like, why you gotta say that, bro? Like, I get it. I mean, you ain't got to, my nigga. Like, but damn. Just kill a nigga dreams. Yo, listen. But yeah, I got Ill Will 3 over King Lopes. Period. Got that. Respectfully, though. But Big K versus Murder Mook, I gotta go with Big K. Not even, like, Mook go say what he want, but I gotta see the material. Because the thing is, because like I said, they're rapping for 3:30. So Mook has to be, like, Mook can't, like I said, so, and then, of course, Mook, he's like, he's like, he wants to be a person that's not a type person. He's not a time person because he builds a very, like, Mook, the reason why Mook don't like the time, it's because Mook be having a... how Cannabis said, I got pages of rhyme in this motherfucker. No, Mook mindset is full of pages of rhymes. And then when he focusing on somebody, he be wanting to have a book about what he got to say to him. But it's like, fam, niggas don't want to watch you for a whole hour. Nobody want to watch a battle. Nobody want to watch an over an hour battle. That shit, no. People got stuff to do. It's like, how much do you really have... Especially, bro, that's another thing. It's Big K. It's like, don't nobody want to hear you overdrawn rounds about Big K. And I feel like the number one thing he gonna mention is that once it's gonna be, I really don't want a repeat of Iron Solomon. Like I said, when I was in high school, that was cool. But I'm grown now, and I don't want to bro. We get it, Big K White. Oh fucking well, like bro, like y'all, like niggas don't know what the fuck he like, bro. I don't, like, y'all listen to his raps. You can't fake a lot of that shit. Like, I know niggas get on him because he be using some mixtape bars in some of his shit. But for real, if you listen, like, A-Ward, that shit, like, when he rapped the A-Ward, some of the shit that he be rapping to motherfuckers, when you listen, he be displaying what I be wanting from Big K. And that's pain. The believability. Like, I listen. And some of the shit he say, you can hear, like, that shit, he really went through that shit. You know, yeah, he comes off as an asshole, like, he don't give a damn, and he wins every battle, but... niggas like Big K, it goes without saying that they give a fuck about the culture. But at the same time, they not gonna suck the dick of the culture. They still gonna be them at the end of the day, but they got love for the culture. They got mad love for the culture. But, yeah... And with that being said, he respects Mook, but at the same time, Mook, that shit ain't gonna work. That, like, he gonna, like, I really wanna see what Mook gonna do with 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Like, what is he gonna do? The bars are gonna have to hit. They got a hit. We don't want to hear you constantly talking like, well, your family probably owns slaves. And like, come on, fam. Bars. We need bars. For real, man. But I won't say Big K gonna smoke him. I'll say Big K 2-1. I feel like once Big K starts punching his head off, Mook gonna finally... I feel like that's gonna light a fire in Mook to finally be like, all right, no overdrawn raps. I gotta kill this nigga with bar. Let this nigga know I'm the GOAT. Now, of course, this is wishful thinking. Mook gonna do whatever he want at the end of the day. And I can only respect that. I just really hope that the battle's not gonna be lackluster. Especially with it being the main event. Because one thing RB can sometimes be known for, lackluster main events. But then again, so can URL. And then Lotta Zay coming back outside. Shout out to Lotta Zay. I like seeing him in battle. He's got a movie that he's got coming out too. Shout out to him and Shotgun Shug. Jersey always moving. They always working. Dre Dennis is coming. Like, everybody, that's all. They always moving. Prez Mafia back on the prowl. He's fighting again. He just had a battle with Murder, the New Jersey twerking Jada Nightwing clone.
Hey, yo! You sound like twerk. You sound like twerk. We been here before. I'm battle tested. He don't even finish his battles.
Anyway. Well, anyway, Prez Mafia battled him, and I heard that he pushed this nigga so hard, the nigga fell. I'm like, yo, Murder a big nigga, so I didn't think he was gonna fall. I thought he was gonna break his fall. But that nigga actually let Prez Mafia push him. And Prez like, he not hard to move. Prez was doing his thing, though. Like, I loved a lot of the shit that Prez was doing bar-wise. Like, it was, like, he was really in his bag for this one. But I want to see more, though. Like, I do hope he's back. But at the same time, I don't want Prez to look at this as a job. I want him to have fun with this shit. Like, he doing Gates of the Garden, except, you know, rest in peace to LB. But LB can't jump in your battles. Like, I want to see you actually smoke niggas on your own. Rest in peace, LB, man. He said, if one of us die, Gates of the Garden I'll be the one that Gates of the Garden will put up something for me. And everybody like, facts. And what happens? They did. Rest in peace, LB. Rest in peace, Paste. That's a lot of icons. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer.